the Eclipse 500 gets its wings temporarily clipped. Boeing continues progress with its new 747. And Bombardier taps new financial resources from China. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, March 11th, 2011. The FAA is expected to issue a mandatory safety directive today, which will limit operation of the Eclipse 500 jet to no higher than 30,000 feet. The move is prompted by engine surges caused by carbon buildup, which increases along with altitude. The Eclipse was originally certified to 41,000 feet, but the carbon buildup at high altitudes caused the FAA to limit the airplane's maximum ceiling to 37,000 in 2008. Now, a further ceiling restriction will be imposed. The Wall Street Journal reports there were four instances of engines surging in the last few months of 2010, and that the FAA says the problem constitutes a risk to the flying public. Pratt & Whitney, which manufactures the engines powering the 250 or so Eclipse jets flying today, said it expects to have a fix available in a few months. That will consist of a replacement of the combustion liners in the aircraft's engines. Eclipse's Mason Holland says a 90-minute limit at higher altitudes would have been sufficient to address the issue. The carbon buildup normally sheds during descent. Boeing has successfully completed the first engine runs for the 747-8 Intercontinental. Elizabeth Lund, Boeing VP and 747 Program General Manager, reports, quote, "The integrated airplane systems and engines performed as expected. The result allows us to continue moving forward to first flight," unquote. Engine runs Tuesday lasted about 2 hours and 45 minutes. GE's Gen X-2B engine is optimized for the 747-8, offering a reduction in fuel burn, emissions, and noise to bring customers the lowest operating costs and best economics of any large passenger airplane while providing enhanced environmental performance. Bombardier Aerospace says it has signed a memo of understanding with ICBC Financial Leasing Company Limited, a leading leasing company in China. The company adds that Industrial Commerce Bank of China, the leasing company's major shareholder, is one of the world's largest banks. The agreement clears the way for ICBC Leasing to provide Bombardier customers with advance payment financing, delivery financing, and leasing options for Q-Series, CRJ-Series, and C-Series commercial aircraft, as well as Learjet, Challenger, and Global Business aircraft. The capital available from ICBC Leasing totals up to $8 billion U.S. for both domestic and international transactions. The MOU also covers financing for Bombardier Aerospace, as well as its current and potential future subsidiaries and affiliates in areas of maintenance, service, and production, and allows ICBC Leasing to provide credit facilities, hedging, and settlement services for general requirements through affiliates of ICBC. Up next on ANN, Quest Aircraft gets additional equity financing. Sun Air orders 6 more Sikorskis. And there's still room on a flight line for a Cub. You're listening to Aero News.
Piperjet.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/piperaircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for March 11th. I'm Paul Plack. Quest Aircraft Company, manufacturer of the Kodiak, says it has completed a financing transaction for recapitalization and new investment. The additional funding is from private investors and will provide the company with continued financial stability. CEO Paul Schaller notes, quote, "The last 2 years have been extremely challenging for the aviation industry, and Quest is no exception. We have injected equity into Quest, which allows us to significantly reduce debt, ramp up production, and invest in customer service centers. This positions Quest to meet the needs of multiple market segments as the general aviation industry continues to recover, unquote. Customer deliveries began in late 2007, and the Kodiak has since been deployed in more than 10 countries around the world, serving charter organizations, small businesses, personal owners, skydiving operations, U.S. and international governments, and humanitarian organizations. This past summer, Quest delivered 9 float-equipped Kodiaks to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Sikorsky Aircraft reports a deal with Sunair Servico Aero SA for 6 S-76C++ helicopters. Sunair has been flying Sikorsky helicopters in offshore oil operations in Angola for more than 15 years and currently has a fleet of 9 S-76 models. Sunair earlier contracted for 3 new S-76C++ helicopters for search and rescue operations in Angola. Those deliveries are expected this year. First Landings Aviation, a sport pilot flight school founded in May of 2009 at Central Florida's Orlando Apopka Airport, is excited to announce the addition of a Piper Cub to its fleet. The addition of the Cub allows the school to add tail dragger training to its existing menu of tricycle gear instruction in its Remos and Piper Sport planes. The Cub also offers steam gauges for those who haven't yet warmed up to glass. Chris Esposito, chief pilot and co-founder of First Landings, observes, quote, "We chose the Piper Cub because the timeless airplane is a great trainer, can be flown by sport pilots, and allows us to offer tail dragger training for pilots wishing to hone their flying skills and try something different. The simplicity of the cockpit really forces pilots to fly the airplane by feel, obtaining true stick and rudder skills in the process," unquote. First Landings calls itself Central Florida's premier sport pilot training headquarters. Still ahead, Pinnacle Airlines reaches a contract agreement with flight attendants. The AFA and at least 2 airlines observed International Women's Day. And peekaboo, you're fired. You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Sirius Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, March 11th. I'm Paul Plack. Pinnacle Airlines announced Tuesday it has reached a tentative agreement with the United Steelworkers AFL-CIO to amend the contract covering 797 flight attendants. A ratification vote is expected soon. The contract calls for a 5-year extension to the agreement that became amendable on January 31st of this year. Ken Ratliff, USW Local Union President, says the agreement, quote, "emphasizes a commitment to work-life balance, diversity, and workplace flexibility, while taking into consideration the airline's important work. Throughout the whole process, flight attendants and managers listen to each other, and our relationship is improved as a result," unquote. Association of Flight Attendants CWA International President Vita Shook spoke Tuesday in recognition of the global celebration of the economic, political, and social achievements women have made throughout the past century. Quote, "International Women's Day is a time when we honor the progress the world has made in women's rights. While there is still much work to be done, the past 100 years have seen significant improvements for gender equality. By challenging discriminatory policies based on gender, race, age, weight, pregnancy, and marital status, AFA raised the bar for all flight attendants across the country. AFA was also the leader behind the repeals of the marriage and pregnancy bans, giving female flight attendants the opportunity for a career instead of losing their job when they started a family. Today, we take a moment to reflect on our past accomplishments and once again renew our pledge to protect and advance the rights of women across the globe," unquote. In other celebrations of International Women's Day Tuesday, several airlines, including Air France and Air India, flew routes with all-female crews from the front office to the aft galley. USA Today reports that Air India flew 11 routes with all-female crews, including one between New Delhi and Toronto. Air France reported only one flight from Charles de Gaulle to Hong Kong as being fully female. That crew was made up of 3 female pilots and 15 air hostesses. Of the 4,200 pilots flying for Air France, about 7% are women. They serve as captains for every type of aircraft in the Air France fleet. We'll know they've made real progress when the flight attendants, who for years have fought the stigma of early labels as flying waitresses, are no longer called air hostesses by Air France. And finally today, Tuesday was a special day for women at the airlines, but another recent day was not so special for a male flight attendant on a Virgin flight from Fiji to Sydney. He got involved in what must have seemed like an innocent enough game of peekaboo with a family, and it turned out badly. The mother of a youngster said she and her then husband had been playing the game when the attendant came along, picked up the boy and put him in the overhead bins with the carry-ons, and shut the door. KTNV reports that the mother says, even though the boy was only in the compartment for a few seconds, he now suffers from anxiety. The mom was given free travel vouchers for future flights on the airline. The flight attendant was told his services will no longer be required. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, a Heritage New Jersey newspaper was caught publishing blatant airline propaganda without fact-checking this week. And I'll talk about it with Kate Hannay of Flyers Rights. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.